Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Blanca Professional Service. And today is September 25th, 2022. So I hope you're enjoying your Sunday with your family and maybe your friends. And just chatting down here about the markets, how the markets had been red for the whole week. You know, we're talking about the Wall Street markets. So, you know, it just came to my attention. Somebody posted in one of my chats that about diversification. And my response was, I don't agree with diversification in that kind of sense that the person was saying. Because if you only have your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and that kind of investment strategies in one place, then you're not really diversified because you're exposed to the Wall Street market risk because the market goes ups and down. So then just because you have stocks or just because it's a different mutual fund company or something else doesn't mean it's not exposed to the risk on Wall Street. So if the market goes down, it affects the bond market, it affects the stock market, it affects your mutual funds. So then to me, that's not diversification at all because you are vested or invested in the same kind of assets because they are all placed in the same basket, which is the Wall Street market. So for me, diversification means you have different tools. You have not just stocks and bonds and mutual funds, but you also invest in real estate, you invest in minerals, you invest in businesses, you invest in anything that creates cash flow for you, anything that gives you a positive rate of return, anything that provides you with some return that gains instead of losing money. You are making, even if it's little money, but you're making some money as to not making none or nothing at all. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted you to be vigilant as to your money because these are difficult times, as you already know that. You know, we've been for 2 years in a very in a crisis in different ways. So I want you to protect your money. I want you to be smart with your money. I want you to be successful with your money because that's for you and your family to live and to be able to, you know, provide your family with the things that they need to survive. So talking about survival, as you know, there is a lot of different things happening around the world, not just financial unknown factors like, you know, the market's going down and being red all week long, but also we have other things happening like earthquakes and floodings and all kinds of stuff around the world. You know, we also have the news telling us about a potential war and so on and so forth. And then they have some people also looking at the World Cup for the soccer game. So, you know, there's so many things going on. But, you know, if you're a good investor and you're a person who's thinking, you know that a lot of things are distractions, distracting you from the real things that are going on in our economy and are the real factors that are crushing us financially. You know, when we go to the market, we can feel the higher prices, you know, in the food and also in the gas. And, you know, we have supply and demand is not being equal, you know. So we have less supply, but we have a lot of demand for the products, but we don't have products because we also have a strike by the rail workers, you know, and so many things affecting our investment strategies and also our lives and also all kinds of stuff. So we wanted to make sure that you are protected, and the best way that you can be protected is that you know what you have in your investments, that you know also, you know, don't depend on somebody else to protect your money. You know, you have to be a learner. You have to, you be the one that controls how and how to decide in what way you're going to use your money. And if you think it's a risky situation that you might lose all your income, then, you know, I think it will be savvy for you or be intelligently that you take your money out of a risky situation, you know, because, I mean, let's face it, we are small investors and we have only a limited source of our income. We cannot compete among the ultra rich or mega rich people because they had millions and billions of dollars that they put in the market. So they can risk their money. They can, you know, play hard and be very riskful with their resources, because even if they lose money, they will always generate money. And also, you gotta understand that big companies, big corporations, they also have help from the government. You know, they have different tax benefits, you know, not that they're not for you, but, you know, for a regular employee, you're not going to be given all these different tax breaks because you're not promoting, you know, investments, or you are not giving jobs to a massive population, you know. So that's the reason why a lot of companies get credits from the government. You know, they get grants, they get, you know, financial money that they can be funded if they go under or if they, you know, have losses or whatever. But nobody's gonna bail us out. You know, the government is not gonna come and bail you out. It's been taking so much a long time just for the government to send people that need money, you know, in their stimulus check. They've been waiting for a long time. So if it's only for a stimulus check, that the population is waiting for a long time. So imagine if you were needy and you needed it now, and the government will be thinking, oh, when should I send the money? Maybe in a month? Maybe in 2 months, maybe in a year. So, but you know, it's not the same for a company, you know? So your resources are limited. So take care of your resources. Don't be deceived by people, you know, telling you something different. If you believe and you see that something is grown, you know, and you have the proof, you know, because the markets are telling you, you know, and you see everything when you look at the newspaper and you see term oil everywhere, you see, you know, population unrest, you see a lot of violence and a lot of people committing crimes, and, you know, the laws being broken and the people are not being held accountable for whatever they do, then you know there is a problem. So whether you agree or disagree, you know, it's up to whether you're the victim or whether you are the person being affected, right? So, I mean, you just gotta think that way, right? So let's be clear and be logical, and, you know, don't let people to tell you something different, or, you know, or the media telling you something when you know that when you look at the market, it's red. You know, every day it's been red for the last week. So when you look at other things, you know, the CPI, you know, when you look at the supply and demand, when you look at employment, when you look at all kinds of stuff, you know, everything is negative. Everything is not positive. So, you know, I don't understand why people still believe when, you know, the Wall Street people or the bankers or the chairman of the Reserve is saying, oh, everything is nice and you know, and good. It's not nice and good. Maybe good for the big bankers and maybe good for the big people with the big chunks of money, but for the little people like us, it's not really good. So think about all those issues. And I'm not talking against anybody here. I'm just trying to make a point. You know, everybody manage their resources. You know, the bankers know it. You know, they're not gonna put their money in something risky. That's why they have legal team, they have a financial team, they have all these advisors, you know, internationally and domestically, so they can know when they are investing in something, whether that investment is gonna give them a good way of making money, a good return or not. They're not gonna go blindfolded and they're gonna invest all their money, you know, knowing that they're gonna lose it. That would be crazy, you know? So that's why you have to learn from them. They are your teachers, you know? Even though you never seen maybe them as your teachers, you should supposed to look at what they're doing and imitate what they're doing. So if they're not investing in something, let's say in the stock market, it's because they know they're losing money. So if they don't invest their money, why would you invest your money there? So that's a question you gotta ask yourself. So with that being said, always be prepared, always have food, water, and cash handy just in case anything else happens. You know, there could be electricity blackouts, there could be, you know, all kinds of stuff. Who knows? But, you know, there are natural disasters, there are earthquakes, there is all kinds of things going on. At this moment, you know, today is 9/25. So, you know, we know Mexico City has experienced 3 or 4 different earthquakes and their bigger magnitudes. It's not like at 1 point something, it's like, you know, 7 point something. So, I mean, all of those kind of things are like your red light. And you know, I learned back in the day that you have the 3 light system, right? When you're waiting for the light to cross a street, you have the yellow, you have the red, and the green. So when the red light is red, you know, it means stop, but it also means to be alert. It also means that there is a danger ahead of you. So you should stop and you should think and you should make the best decision for you and your family and your money. So think about that. I'm not trying to scare you off. I'm not trying to tell you anything different than, you know, what is obvious and logical if you're thinking. And if you are not deceived and you're not listening to the grown voices, because everybody, you know, at the end of the day, this is a game. This is a financial game. You know, for some, it's going to be a good business. You know, when people lose their homes, people lose their businesses, people lose everything, somebody else is gonna be a winner because they're gonna have more assets. You know, the bank will be able to foreclose on people's homes and they will be collecting, you know, fees from all of that. You know, they'll be putting their homes for sale, they'll make a killing from, you know, people's equity. If you have equity in your home, you know, and just because you are not able to continue paying, but you can't, you know, sell your home on time and so on and so forth, then, you know, you lose the home. And if you have equity, you lose the home and the equity, and it goes to the banker's hands and whoever the lender is. And, you know, of course, they're gonna sell it, and by law, they have to give you whatever is the percentage left after, you know, all the expenses. You know, they're gonna have to pay a real estate agent to sell the home, they're gonna, you know, clean up and do maybe renovation, whatever. So they're gonna deduct all those fees from the money that they will give you once the home sells. You know, if it's a down market and the house has lost value, then, you know, you could be underwater and you could also be on the hook for whatever amount that the home is not sold for, it, but you still have a loan where your signature is stamped on and says that you are going to pay the loan. And, you know, so you gotta think about all those things. You gotta be critical thinking in here. So people don't want you to use your mind, your brain, your logical thinking, you know, because they want to confuse your thoughts. They want you to be a zombie, you know, they want you not to have a brain of yourself. They want you to be hypnotized, you know, they want you to be a robot where you just do whatever people tell you or whatever somebody tells you, whatever your government tells you, whatever, you know, political preference you're following, whatever that is. So don't be a follower, be a thinker. Always think for yourself and always do the best for you and your family. You know, nobody else cares for you and what happens to your future and your family's future. You know, big financial gurus and financial people, you know, there are some good ones and there are some bad ones. And, you know, there is people who will do the best, you know, and people who will always try to make more money out of somebody else's circumstance, you know, whether you like it or not. That's a fact of life. And so let's be attentive and always, you know, be true to yourself and always invest your money in the good way that you can. Always check your, you know, all the things that you, where you're going to invest it and who is going to manage your investments, and always look for the fees, always ask, you know, and always ask a lot of questions, you know. It's your money, it's your will, it's your family's future. So you should be a good steward of your money. Okay, so with that in mind, I'm gonna leave you in. This is not to cause you any kind of panic or any kind of stress. I'm just letting you know that there is a, you know, if a potential market disruption, and we are already experiencing it, you know, we don't know the impact of that yet because it's too early to determine. What we know is that the market's not doing good and the money is being lost, and there is a bubble crisis, not just with the stock market, but, you know, eventually it will create other bubbles, and it could also affect real estate investment, and it could also affect many other things. So yes, use your intelligence and, you know, do the best job that you can, be informed, and that's all you can do. Okay, so anyways, talk to you soon, and that's my report for Sunday, September 25th, 2022.